A Room Full of Bones by Ellie Griffiths. Read by Jane McDowell. Prologue. 31st of October, 2009. The coffin is definitely a health and safety hazard. It fills the entrance hall, impeding the view of the stuffed orc, a map of King's Lynn in the 1800s, and a rather dirty oil painting of Lord Percival Smith, the founder of the museum. The coffin's wooden sides are swollen and rotten, and look likely to disgorge their contents in a singularly gruesome manner. Any visitors would find its presence unhelpful, not to say distressing. But today, as on most days, there are no visitors to the Smith Museum. The curator, Neil Topham, stands alone at the far end of the hall, looking rather helplessly at the ominously shaped box on the floor. The two policemen who have carried it this far look disinclined to go further. They stand, sweating and mutinous in their protective clothing, under the dusty chandelier donated by Lady Caroline Smith, 1884 to 1960.
"You can't leave it here," says Neil.
"We were told, take it to the Smith Museum,"
says the younger of the two men, P.C. Roy Rocky Taylor.
"But you can't just leave it in the hall," protests Neil. "I want it in the local history room."
"Is that upstairs?"
asks the older man, Sergeant Tom Henty.
"No."
"Good, because we don't do upstairs. Our union won't allow it."
Neil doesn't know if they're joking or not. Do policemen have unions? But he stands aside as the two men shoulder their burden again and carry it.